at a 5% discount. Winter's here. Stop the draft. Good afternoon. Welcome to today's Monday program of The Present Truth. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. You know, over the weekend, I was listening to a spot on YouTube, and they had a little clip of Joey Behar, the girls on The View in the week, during the week, and I think this was like Friday. And she has this Jen Psaki, the president's press secretary. And she had heard, Behar, that Psaki is planning to step down as a press secretary. And she told Psaki, I hope that's not true. But Psaki did say that she does plan in the near future to step down. She said, but it's really been a pleasure working for Obama during this time, Joe Biden during this time. She admitted it. She straight out admitted it. It was not a Freudian slip. She admitted that she has enjoyed working for Obama, stating to the world the truth that people refuse to believe, that it is not Biden's administration. This is the administration of Barack Obama again, the continuing Obama administration. He took over as president in 2008. During his two terms, he ran this government. During the Trump administration, he was the shadow government in the background running this country from behind the scenes through the deep state, through John Brennan, through Robert Mueller, through all these people, in conjunction with all of the mainstream media. It was his continued administration during the time of Donald Trump. He had senior executive services working behind the scenes, doing everything to scuttle every objective that Donald Trump had. They weren't successful, but they did eventually force Donald Trump out of office. Now, from the time that the illegal election results were in, Barack Obama has continued ruling America from that time to the present through Joe Biden. And Glenn Psaki stating that it has been a privilege working for Obama during that time, oh, Freudian slip, not a Freudian slip, the truth, but she has been in contact with and has been under the direction of Barack Obama and the deep state of Barack Obama. You don't have to believe me. I'm presenting the truth to you. Now, eventually, Joe Biden is going to have to be replaced. This Harris, Kamala Harris, she is the biggest joke. She's an international joke, internationally. She is an international joke in Europe, all the European nations, China. She's a joke to China. Xi Jinping considers her to be nothing more than a stooge, a puppet. She may be, on paper, the vice president, but the fact is, she is a joke. And the thing is, the joke is on the American people. The joke is on the Republican people that refuse to believe the truth that the Republican Party is part of the problem in this country. It has always been part of the problem. There are no two parties. There is one now system that rules this government. And it is being ruled indirectly or directly behind the scenes by Barack Obama. From 2008 to the present, you basically had 14 plus years. No, 12. Almost 14 years of Obama rule of this country. You're going to have another 7 or 8 years in the future. This is a dynasty that is never going to leave American politics. The Barack Obama hidden power dynasty of this person is never going to leave the controlling, ruling arm of everything that happens in the United States of America. And until the American people understand that, they're not going to understand what has really happened. The Clintons, they had their time, but that time has ended. It has ended forever. The Bushes, they had their time as a family. Senior, George Senior, George Junior, it was going to be Jeb. But no, that time of the Bush dynasty is completely over. I know that when you see the truth about the way things really are, it helps you to get a realization that things are not what they appear to be. It's an illusion.
Hi, this is Vince Rivera with Serenity Painting.
What's up, guys? Vincent is a veteran, a friend of mine, a Christian, and a great guy who implements customer service and integrity into every job that he does. If you're looking for a painter that doesn't cut corners, that actually shows up when he says he's going to show up, does what he says he's going to do, look no further than Serenity Painting and Decorating.
Gotspainter28@gmail.com. 970-978-9565. Check out our customer reviews, Serenity Painting.
By now, you know how good CBD can be for you. But here's some things CBD can't help you with. Those annoying calls about your car's warranty expiring. Gay frogs. Or racist cows. Climate coaches. Or that undying devotion to Alex Jones. This has been a friendly reminder from your friends at 1360 KHNC, the Roar of the Rockies.
Hi, my name is Mindy Faulkner with Harmony Senior Referrals. My number is 720-934-7740. We are a senior placement agency that helps families find the right assisted living, memory care, and independent living for their loved ones. We put together the puzzle pieces of care needs, geography, and finances to find the right fit. We do emergency placements in as little as 24 hours at no cost to you. Again, I'm Mindy Faulkner, 720-934-7740.
Of all tyrannies, a tyranny exercised for the good of its victims may be the most oppressive. It would be better to live under robber barons than under omnipotent moral busybodies. The robber baron's cruelty may sometimes sleep, his cupidity may at some point be satiated. But those who torment us for our own good will torment us without end, for they do so with the approval of their own conscience. C.S. Lewis.
Okay, everything is an illusion. I know that you don't believe it. You may not want to believe it. It's hard to believe. But you're seeing a president right now. This man is an illusion. It appears as if he's got power and authority. It appears as if he's making the decisions and the plans for everything that's taking place in the world. It's an illusion. The truth is, behind what you see is the reality of everything that's happening. Who really rules the power structure of the United States of America? Who really is the controlling powers of this nation? Who is put in position in these places of power to carry out plans of invisible corporations, or corporations that are not invisible but very powerful, making the decisions for the, not just America, but for the world? It's an illusion. We are seeing the greatest illusion, and you might not believe that in the Bible, in the book of Revelation, if you read that book and you read it over and you over read it over and over and over, you will be blessed. And as you read it, what is hidden, the deep things hidden deeper into different dimensions, 4, 5, 6, 8, 10 dimensions deeper that you don't see on the surface, will begin to make sense. The book of Revelation talks about the end of the world and the illusion at the end of the world, the illusion that Satan and the powers of darkness are winning, that they are going to be successful in taking over the nations of the world and ruling the people of the world and destroying every man, woman, and child on earth. Well, they're almost going to do it. I mean, they're right. They'll have the opportunity, and they're just about will bring it to pass. How do I rephrase that? They will almost do it. But what did Jesus Christ say? He said that unless he returns, and he will return, unless he returns, no flesh is going to be saved. Not only the creatures, the animals, but mankind itself. Because the people in the book of Revelation are determined to cut off the nose to spite the face, to destroy mankind, even if it means it destroys them also. That's how deceived they will be. It's all an illusion. What seems to be real is not real. But God shows us in the Bible, in His Word, what is real. It appears as if there is no stopping the momentum of the New World Order, the Global World Order. There's no stopping it. For a period of time, that is true. But eventually, according to the prophecies in the Bible, this kingdom of the devil and the children of the devil is only temporary. It is only partially strong. It is only partially powerful. It is not totally powerful. It appears, the illusion is, that it cannot be interfered with and stopped. But the fact is, the Bible says that Christ, His kingdom, is going to continue to grow. His kingdom is eternal. His kingdom cannot be shaken. And the forces of the kingdom of darkness are trying to shake the eternal kingdom of Christ. It will not be shaken. In fact, the more you try to shake the eternal kingdom of God, the more powerful it becomes. But mankind, everybody that is able to make a decision, has got to make a decision whether they're going to serve the devil or yield to God's Son and make the right decision. You cannot serve two. You can't have two masters. You can't serve mammon. You'll love the one, hate the other. And this time in the world, God said His Spirit is upon men, women, and children, drawing them to Himself. So, now, I want to talk about the power of the lies that are taking place presently. NATO, this is out of the whatdoesitmean.com, January 24th, which is today. There is a push by the invisible administration to draw Russia into war in the Ukraine. And this president, he just deployed tactical security teams into the American embassy in the Ukraine. He just sent in tactical teams in there. And the Biden regime is issuing a do not travel warning and ordering American embassy staff in the Ukraine to immediately leave the country. This is the power of the lies of this administration in pushing for war. And also, then, along with that, you have this shill Boris Johnson and the British government. They also order embassy staff to immediately evacuate the Ukraine, the nation of Ukraine. And then they're expecting that every other nation is going to walk in step with them. And the European Union, they have a foreign policy chief. His name is Joseph Borrell. He stated that the EU diplomats are not leaving the Ukraine. They're not going to be part of, the EU is not going to be part of this push for war in the Ukraine that is being orchestrated by the United States government. And he stated, we are not going to do the same thing because we don't know any reasons, but Blinken is going to inform us and we don't have to dramatize as far as negotiations are going, and I don't think we will leave the Ukraine. So he's not buying into it. They're not going forward with America's agenda. Then, now, this is very interesting what I'm going to present now. In the Ukraine, you have 500,000 Jewish, the people of Jewish descent, still living there from the time of World War II. There was a great extermination of Jewish people in the Ukraine. I think it was about 1 million people died, were rounded up and murdered. So there's still a heavy concentration of Jewish people. Well, officials in Israel stated that they're preparing for a scenario in which they will fly tens of thousands of Jewish people that are still living in the Ukraine in the event of a Russian invasion. Well, Israel's kind of buying into it also. Russia does have no plans to invade. They have other fish to fry. They're not going to invade the Ukraine. They don't want the conflict. They don't need the conflict. But the Jewish people, they're saying that the Jewish people are going to, there are plans being made to fly them out. And the foreign ministry spokeswoman, Maria Zakharova, she stated, "We are experiencing provocations from the United States and the Kiev regime, which is being led by the United States, both informational and, it cannot be ruled out, military also objectives, that they may be, that they may go forward with these plans, especially since they have plenty of experience in doing these type of false flags." Well, so she's stating that the U.S. is good at doing what they do. And then going back to Israel officials, they're still alarmed over the Biden regime supporting the Ukrainian Nazi regime. The regime supports that saw the United States and the Ukraine being the only two nations, and I read about this a couple of weeks, about a month ago, the only two nations in the world to vote against the United Nations resolution condemning Nazism. Ex-American soldiers also are now in the, there's been a link in eastern Ukraine on their front line. American neo-Nazi supporters. This is all, I'm presenting this so you can see what's happening over there in that area. Now, on January 3rd, there was a march. Several thousand Nazis supporting the Ukraine government gathered in their capital, Kiev, for their annual march of flaming torches to honor the birthday of Stefan Bandera, the leader of the Ukrainian insurgent army, which collaborated with the Nazis in World War II, responsible for the thousands of Jews and Poles being murdered. And also to support these Nazi forces in Ukraine, it saw NATO announcing it was rushing fighter jets and warships into the region, a move toward total war now joined by reports that Joe Biden is preparing to deploy thousands of American troops to Eastern Europe and the Baltic nations bordering Russia. We don't realize, we're kind of in our own world. We don't really realize what's happening over there. We don't understand the great propaganda campaign that is taking place presently in the Ukraine. NATO forces planning to move more troops toward the border of Russia, the EU, some nations agreeing, supporting, others not supporting. It's a real interesting scenario, but the United States has made it clear they're going to push for conflict. So we're going to continue here in just a second. Monday through Thursday, 2 to 3, The Present Truth. Rick Rodriguez will be right back.
listening to KHNC, the Roar of the Rockies.
Are you an expert in your field? Do you want to educate your fellow man? Or have you always just wanted to be on the radio? Here at 1360 KHNC, you can do just that by hosting your own radio show. Looking to grow your business or share your thoughts and opinions or simply bragging to your friends that you have your own radio show. For more information, call us at 970-587-5003 or email us at contact@1360KHNC.com. The Federal Reserve is in control of our money, but lately control is the last word you would use to describe the Fed. Emergency rate cuts, huge increases in their balance sheet, the constant blowing of bubbles and boom and bust cycles that just leave most of us busted. I'm Joe Jaquin, owner of the Patriot Trading Group, and we have been protecting people's wealth for almost 25 years. Stop playing the Fed's game and get your wealth protected. Call us at 800-951-0592. Or visit our website at allamericangold.com.
Reasons to Own Gold. Brought to you by the Patriot Trading Group at allamericangold.com. Reason number 647.
Most people don't even know that the courts have already ruled. Once money is deposited into the bank owns the money, and the depositor is merely an unsecured creditor of the bank. Which means if the bank goes under, you get paid last. After the financial crisis, instead of breaking up too big to fail, the government and the Federal Reserve created Dodd-Frank and made too big to fail banks even bigger while putting your deposits more at risk. I'm Joe Jaquin, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group. To learn more, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592.
Does EnviroShapes Concrete do driveways?
We do it!
Does EnviroShapes Concrete do patios?
We do it!
Does EnviroShapes Concrete do sidewalks?
We do it!
Get a hold of EnviroShapes Concrete at 303-775-7926 or EnviroShapes@gmail.com. Well, I'm your buddy.
Check it and see. Thank you, Pureblood Mike, for sponsoring Alex Jones, The Present Truth, and Fake News Friday, Hour 2. I'm your buddy. I'm your buddy.
There will be a time at the end of the world when there will be a second exodus. We've all heard the story of the exodus of Egypt out of the exodus of the Jewish people out of Egypt in the time of Pharaoh. But there will be another time, a second exodus of the Jewish people from all over the world back to their nation of Israel. That has to a small degree been happening, but it's eventually going to happen in mass, and we're getting close to that time where the second exodus will take place. And then after the second exodus, when it occurs, never again will the Jewish people remember the exodus out of Egypt. They will remember the second exodus, a greater exodus from the nations of the world and the Jewish people going back to Israel. This was out of January 20th, 3 or 4 days ago. Israel is said to be contemplating a mass airlift of those eligible for Israeli citizenship in the case of the Russian invasion. Top officials in Israel are said to be preparing for a scenario in which they would fly out tens of thousands of Jewish people from the Ukraine in the event of a Russian invasion. Eventually, they will have to fly him out of the Ukraine. Horatz claimed that the representatives from several government offices had met over the weekend to discuss the risk of the Jewish community in the Eastern European nation potentially being caught up in a conflict. Analysts estimate there could be as many as 400,000 Jewish people living in the Ukraine, and around 200,000 are thought to be eligible for Israeli citizenship under the Middle Eastern Nation Law of Return Law, Nation's Law of Return Law, with close to 75,000 of those living in the east of the country. So this possibility that we're getting close to the great second exodus of the Jewish people back to Israel, we're getting close to that time. Now, we've been focusing on Ukraine. Now we're going to jump to the Middle East. Okay? The Russian military has been moving some of its naval vessels into the Mediterranean region of Western Asia. There's been conflict in that area, and around the 21st of January, the Turkish military is still struggling to secure the area occupied by its forces in Syria, in Syria's northern and northwestern region. So there's still been problems with Turkey and Syria. And so because of that conflict, Russia now is beginning to send warships into the Mediterranean, or the Eastern Mediterranean region. So the government forces have been also facing security challenges in the country's central and southern region. It sees the Russian Ministry of Defense, they in their war bulletin stated that the Black Sea Fleet's missile corvette Orkhova and Zoyovo has begun transmitting the Black Sea's Bosporus and Dardanelles Straits. They've been transitioning to these straits. The warships are carrying what is scheduled to be a transit from Sevastopol to the Mediterranean Sea, where it will join the Russian Navy Standing Task Force in the distant maritime area. Now, why is this interesting? Because I've stated in the last three months, that eventually Russia's objectives as far as war are not going to be so much in the Ukraine, but eventually they're going to shift south toward Israel. Well, all of a sudden, it appears as if Russia now is sending these warships with troops into the Eastern Mediterranean. The problems and the conflicts with Turkey and Syria, northern and northwestern Syria, seem to be a problem. And with conflicts in Syria, Russia's always interested in what happens, because Syria is full of a base of Russian Orthodox Christians, which Vladimir Putin has promised to protect from Islamic forces. So the Russian landing ships loaded with elite combat troops, and their armament equipment is rushing to join this massive buildup of Russian naval forces in the Mediterranean Sea to control the southern access to the Levant region it sees a vast armada of Russian, Chinese, and Iranian warships patrolling not now so much in the Mediterranean, but in the Indian Ocean. So there's also activity taking place in the Indian Ocean. And in response to what's happening in the Indian Ocean, on the 22nd of January, which is about 3 days ago, the President of America ordered the rapid deployment of the nuclear weapons armament supercarrier USS Harry S. Truman and its task force to the Mediterranean Sea. So they're also moving to the Mediterranean. They didn't do anything in the Indian Ocean, but they moved everything into the Mediterranean Sea. Could it be that we're getting close to that time where Russia's prophecies about her invading, coming to invade Israel, are getting close? I believe that it could very well be. Then another thing that would have to happen is Russia has to continue to build close ties with Erdogan of Turkey, which has been happening. Vladimir Putin is keeping the relationship with Turkey. It's a good relationship. It's only going to get stronger. So we'll be back. Just hang on. Monday through Thursday, 2 to 3, The Present Truth.
Power surges and lightning bolts can cause damage to your electronic devices. A EMP attack can fry everything, leaving everyone looking like the Flintstones. But don't let that happen. Go to EMPShield.com and enter KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield can keep you secure and running when no one else can. American-made electronic protection. Again, put KHNC in the promo box. EMPShield.com.
Do you have a 401k sitting with a previous employer or various IRAs and don't know what to do with them? Look no further. My name is Joey DeQuint, and I work with Northwestern Mutual. I take the time to educate you on all your options, making sure you pay the lowest fees possible while taking advantage of any and all tax options as well. It can be very frustrating not knowing how your money is working for you or what your money is even being invested in. Together, we will develop a philosophy for how your money will work for you with complete transparency. On top of that, I will be constantly rebalancing your portfolio every quarter, making sure we are always properly diversified in the market. I take pride in making sure my clients are always taken care of. Again, I'm Joey DeQuint, and you can reach me at my cell phone number, 602-909-9048. Again, my number is 602-909-9048, and I'm always a call or text away.
If you love wealth better than liberty, the tranquility of servitude better than the animated contest of freedom, go home from us in peace. We ask not your counsel nor your arms. Crouch down and lick the hands which feed you. May your chains be set lightly upon you, and may posterity forget that you were ever our countrymen. Samuel Adams.
Okay, again, Monday through Thursday, 2 to 3, for The Present Truth. On Sunday, 9 to noon, for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church. Join me then also. All the these programs archived on 1360khnc.com, podcast section. programs streamed always on 1360khnc.com. So, Vladimir Putin, he has a directive from God, and that directive is he is to work with Turkey, have a good relationship with Turkey, have a good relationship with ancient Persia, which is present Iran, because they're going to be working together when they come to invade Israel. Putin also has to have a good relationship with Ethiopia and with Libya, with Germany. In the NATO problem, America's pushing Germany and France to side with America's interests in provoking Russia into conflict. Germany's not having any part of it. I believe that, if I'm correct, Germany is going to, when Russia makes her move to invade in the Middle East, Germany is going to have some of her troops involved in that campaign. But going back to Iran, Iran has to be in good dialogue with Russia. You see, Iran and Russia, they're actually relatives. The Iranians, the Iranians are not Middle Eastern. They're not Arabs. They're actually from the same group family that Russia is a family of. It'd be Noah's had three sons, Ham, Shem, and Japheth, and they're all of the lineage of Japheth, who moved north of the area where the ark, the Noah's Ark, landed. And Japheth moved north of that area up into the area of Russia, Central Asia, Northern Asia, and west into Western Europe, and eventually over into the United States. So Iran is part of that family of Japheth. Now, on the 19th of January, our friend Vladimir Putin, he has a visit with the Iranian president in Moscow. In a bid to, this is written by, this is republicworld.com, January 19, 2022. In a bid to strengthen the bilateral relationship, Russian Prime Minister Vladimir Putin will meet with Iranian counterpart Ibrahim Raisi in Moscow, and on the 19th of January 2022. The two leaders are going to discuss multiple issues, including the execution of the joint project on the economy and the implementation of the joint comprehensive plan of action on the Iranian nuclear program. The Iranian president would meet Putin for the first time since he assumed office in August of 2021. Their plan is to discuss a whole range of issues on bilateral cooperation, including the implementation of joint projects in trade and in the economic field, as well as relevant global and regional issues. What kind of regional issues? Should there be conflict in Israel once again because of Hamas, Hezbollah, ISIS, ISIL, any of the terrorist groups? Russia is going to involve itself with Iran in that conflict. And as I read last week, eventually, already the new Prime Minister of Israel has stated that in his forecast, it's just a matter of time until these terrorist groups once again begin a campaign to attack Israel, to attack some of the cities with mortars, with maybe possible invasion. It's going to be just a matter of time. And once it happens again, Israel at some point is going to say enough is enough, and they're going to take care of this conflict and the problems that they've had in the Gaza Strip, the problems they've had in the Golan Heights. They're going to just go ahead and take care of the problem. They're going to take care of the central problem, which would be in Syria, Damascus, being supported by Tehran, supplying munitions, money, intel, everything that pertains to war. Israel is going to just say enough is enough, and they're going to deal with the problem once and for all. And the first problem they're going to deal with is they're going to destroy Damascus. That's a prophecy I've talked about in the past. It looks like we're getting close to that time. We'll be back. Hold on. We'll be back in a few minutes.
When dealing with a worldwide pandemic, remember to avoid, distance, and alienate yourself from friends, family, and neighbors. That way, when the crisis is over, no one will ask you to help them move, to borrow money, or bother you for a cup of sugar ever again. After all, who needs community anyway? This has been a public service announcement. Have a lonely, I mean lovely day.
Hey, travelers! Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-989-0233. 800-989-0233. 800-989-0233. That's 800-989-0233.
This is Carter, bail agent at ASAP Bail Bonds. We now have a radio show. Tune in every Sunday at 2 to 3 to learn the truth about bail. Feel free to give us a call anytime for free bail information. 970-378-7878. We want you to know the truth about the rise in crime. Tune in every Sunday at 2.
Song I wrote, you might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some.
All right, so I'm presenting, laying out this kind of a future scenario so that you can watch what's happening. As you view the news, you can get an idea that Russia is going to come with Iran to attack Israel. Turkey, I believe, is going to be involved. Germany, part of Germany. I believe the Ukraine. The Nazis, the Nazi element, the anti-Semitic element in the Ukraine, these God-haters and haters of Israel are also going to be involved. They're going to come. Then you're going to have in North Africa, Libya, and Ethiopia. But before that war takes place, there's going to be a conflict with Russia and the Islamic forces in the surrounding areas. And Israel, one of the very first things Israel is going to do is destroy the ancient city, an old city, one of the oldest cities in the Bible, Damascus. And Damascus is a center, it's a hub, an intellectual hub of strategies, people in the different terrorist organizations. It's where they sit and make plans on how to destroy Russia, how to destroy Israel, and provoke Israel into conflict. Well, eventually, Israel is going to, according to one of the big prophecies in the Bible, is going to destroy Damascus, will invade Syria, take out all the terrorist groups also into Lebanon, and then Israel will go into the Gaza Strip along the southern, southwestern border along the Mediterranean and remove all the Islamic forces, terrorist groups from that area also. Many of them will probably move down into Egypt. But Israel is going to secure all of her borders. Once that happens, then all the surrounding nations are going to be out for retribution. And then also Israel is going to invade present-day Jordan. And Israel is going to occupy present-day Jordan. Present-day Jordan, east of the Jordan River, is going to become property of Israel. After that occupation, I think that is when Russia and Iran are going to plan their attack. But in the meantime, Russia is going to work with these nations that I've told you about and begin to strengthen their ties, their economic ties, their political ties, begin to work together, work with one another, and together, working as they work together, that is going to interfere with America's plan to provoke Russia into that war in the Ukraine. So, well, for today, that takes care of this program, and the podcasts are on 1360khnc.com. I'll join you tomorrow, same time. Rick Rodriguez, have a wonderful evening. Bye.
Hi, this is Steve Pardue, Ramsey Auto Group. My partner Mike Ramsey and I, we're at 6310 West 10th Street, Greeley, Colorado. RamseyAG.com, 970-443-5654. We are the working man's friend. We are a Christian-based company, and we believe in taking care of our customers even more than selling the vehicle. Come see us anytime. We specialize in large trucks and SUVs, and we do recondition our cars to a fault. 970-443-5654, RamseyAG.com, Ramsey Auto Group.
Next Gen Windows and Doors of Fort Collins provides superior window and door replacement to Northern Colorado homeowners for over 20 years. Next Gen was just voted best in NOCO for window service companies and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Call now for a free in-home evaluation, 970-888-6588, or visit them online at nextgenwindowsanddoors.com. Mention KHNC when you call and get a 5% discount. Winter's here. Stop the draft.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley.